The Rosenbergs, a lavish new exhibition, opened at the Wallenstein Writing School on Thursday, looking back at one of the most prominent and influential Bohemian noble families. The Rosenbergs dynasty dates back to the 13th to 16th centuries, with its members holding key positions in the royal and later imperial courts. The castle at Český Krumlov, admired by countless visitors in South Bohemia each year, was the family seat for 300 years. The exhibition brings together an unprecedented 600 or so artifacts, from Gothic statues and stained glass to biblical scenes including the life of Christ, portraits, tapestries, sets of armor, and much, much more. Following in the footsteps of similar exhibitions marking the legacies of Charles IV or Albrecht of Wallenstein, the Rosenbergs is not to be missed. Petr Pavelec is the exhibition's commissioner. He says pinpointing one or two highlights in such an extensive show is not at all easy.
With more than 600 pieces, it's difficult to underline only a few, but there is Rosa Rosensis, an illuminated manuscript from the 15th century, which is a poem celebrating the noble family, which was never before exhibited. Another item is a portrait of the famous noblewoman Perchta of Rosenberg, and there are also personal letters connected to the legend of the White Lady. The show is full of works and objects that have their own stories, which are fascinating. Some of the most remarkable, unknown until now, are portraits of the most famous of the Rosenbergs, Petr Vok.
According to Mr. Pavelec, when he spoke to Czech radio, the works mentioned depicting Vok, who was the last of the Rosenbergs and died 400 years ago, inspiring this exhibition and others under the umbrella project Year of the Rosenbergs, reveal him as a member of the Order of the Skull, an order he helped found. Petr Pavelec again.
We knew the order existed, but until now we didn't know its appearance, and these portraits tell us a lot. In addition, in the exhibition you can see a dominant portrait of Willem of Rosenberg on his deathbed. Informally, we refer to it as the Portrait of the Dead King, because it is a truly majestic painting of a man who, for 50 years, played a principal role in the state.
Most Czechs, especially residents of South Bohemia, where the family's roots and emblem of the five-petal rose is most widespread, know of the Rosenbergs' importance. Petr Pavelec suggests their influence, as well as legend, was almost unrivaled. The commissioner once again.
There's no question that the Rosenbergs, alongside other major dynasties, the Przemyslids, Luxembourgs, Jagiellonians, or the Habsburgs, were the first real aristocratic family in Bohemia. Nota bene, the first constitution governing the estates, dating back to 1500, clearly states in its first paragraphs that the Rosenbergs sit to the king's right and rank the very first among the nobility. This was a codification and confirmation of their importance. For the Rosenbergs, though, even this legal confirmation wasn't enough. They wanted to make their name even more famous through myth. The family legend was that they were related to the Orsini family in Rome, who themselves were descended from the mythical Roman hero and founder of the Roman nation, Aeneas, son of Venus. So it is these kinds of stories at the exhibition that can be experienced, and no lover of history and no South Bohemian patriot should miss it.
Not surprisingly, the exhibition, with so many facets from art to history to medieval architecture, required extensive research and organization from countless specialists across a number of separate organizations, from the National Gallery and Academy of Sciences branch in České Budějovice to Prague Castle and the Czech Senate. There was also cooperation with numerous private owners, countless other institutions and smaller museums and galleries. Remarkably, the show took only a year and a half to prepare. Asked how the idea to mark the 400th anniversary of the last Rosenberg, Petr Vok, who died in 1611, Petr Pavelec said the idea had come to him while driving his car and listening to a Czech radio program about the noble family. That set in motion the exhibition at Wallenstein Writing School's gallery and other events. All the different facets, says Jaroslav Panek of the Academy of Sciences Institute of History, make the Rosenbergs essential to see.
When you take this exhibition, you see it is as an extended hand to the public, focusing on roots, national culture, and its ties to a broader European culture. Roots, ideas, and ways of thinking about one's own past. The study of these topics takes place primarily at the Academy of Sciences and a number of universities. One area of study is the Rosenberg Library, the remains of which are spread across all Europe. Other aspects are economic and social questions, questions over how the dominion was created, financed, and run. These are all different aspects addressed.
As for individual pieces in the show, besides the several already mentioned, viewers should take special note of the world-famous work by the master of the Trebbing altarpiece, also known as the Master of Wittenau, who was active in the years 1380 to 1390. The show features two famous works by the Gothic painter, the Adoration of the Child at Hluboká and the Resurrection, showing the emaciated Christ standing above a stone coffin sealed shut. The painting differs in that more conventional works depict the resurrection with a divine and glorious Christ emerging from an open tomb. In short, visitors can easily lose themselves for half a day at the Wallenstein Writing School, going from item to item, eyeing original glass containers, full sets of armor, paintings, and forgotten manuscripts. The layout of the show itself is cool and serious, designed in a conservative manner. One of the architects who worked on the project, Jan Rohač, says.
We decided to keep the design low-key and fairly conservative to allow the viewer to study the pieces themselves. Basically, there is a front foyer as visitors enter the show, which is then broken into two columns with smaller rooms, kind of like chapels. The other big division is the medieval period and the newer age. We think the exhibits themselves should be allowed to stand out, not the design, and that defined our approach.
The Rosenbergs continues at the Wallenstein Writing School throughout the summer until August the 20th. You can find out more information about the show at the National Gallery's website, which is available on our own, www.radio.cz.